Unit 8. Back to the Future.
In 1979, these siblings found a pair of antique roller skates while checking out bargains at a used sporting goods store. In 1979, these siblings found a pair of antique roller skates while checking out bargains at a used sporting goods store. They were avid hockey players, and they immediately noticed the similarity between the inline wheels and the long single blade found on the bottom of ice skates. They were avid hockey players, and they immediately noticed the similarity between the inline wheels and the long single blade found on the bottom of ice skates. One improvement involved using special materials to make the skates stronger and easier to steer. One improvement involved using special materials to make the skates stronger and easier to steer. People enjoyed skating in parks and on streets, and some even danced on skates at giant roller discos. People enjoyed skating in parks and on streets, and some even danced on skates at giant roller discos. By the mid-1990s, inline skating had become more than just a recreational sport. By the mid-1990s, inline skating had become more than just a recreational sport. Other kinds of competitive skating include speed skating, artistic skating, downhill racing, and skating marathons. Other kinds of competitive skating include speed skating, artistic skating, downhill racing, and skating marathons. There are rumors that inline skating may even become part of the Summer Olympics someday. There are rumors that inline skating may even become part of the Summer Olympics someday.